Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah, Chav Zayin, Avodah Zarah 27a, pagination is 53. Starting about a third of the way down, the first words on the line are B'nei Adam, and then we begin with the word Itmar, we learnt. Our topic is Bris Mila, in English, circumcision. It's worth mentioning that the word circumcision comes from the contraction of two words, circa, incision. Circumference is the same word. It's a circle, a circular incision. Normally a surgery would be a straight cut, trying to access whatever part of the body. In the case of a circumcision, we're doing a circular cut around. And our discussion is minayin lemila be'oved kochavim shei psula. How do you know that circumcision done by a non-Jew is invalid? So over here we use the word oved kochavim, and in past sessions we made a big deal that it has to be translated as idol worshiper. In this particular case, idol worshiper doing a circumcision is a whole different discussion about whether you're endangering the child, if idol worshippers are lawless people, etc. Over here, the focus is whether this act of ritual behavior, a special mitzvah of the covenant, if that can be done only by a co-religionist, or can a non-Jew do it? And it would make no difference. It's the most trustworthy non-Jew. But can you do it by someone who's not Jewish? Can such a person do the milah? And the Gemara posits straight away, it's invalid. It's just a question of what the source is for that rule. Doru bar papa mishmei de Rav Omar. Doru bar papa says in the name of Rav, ve'ato esperisi tishmar, and you shall guard my covenant. And only someone who's in the covenant is able to do this. Rabbi Yochanan, himol yimol. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Omar says, himol gimol, a person who has mila could do mila. Both of these psukim can be found at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha. In the Artsko Chumash, if you want quick reference, it's on page 74-75. And Hashem is speaking to Avram when he gives the mitzvah and says both of these statements. The covenant and sounding that a person who has milah should do milah. My benayu, the Gemara says, what's the difference between these two sources? Now, to give a quick outline of what's going to happen in the Gemara is going to suggest three different possibilities that would be different if you learned the source as Berisi, covenant, or learned the source as Himo Yimo, someone who is Mal, can do Mila. The first two suggestions are going to be deflected. The third suggestion, which is that a woman would be the difference between these two approaches, is the approach that the Gemara accepts. In all of these cases, we want to appreciate that in one dimension, it makes sense to accept such a person as a Moel, able to do the circumcision, and in a different regard, it does not make sense to accept them as a Moel to do the circumcision. In other words, both of these reasons would explain why a non-Jew is not acceptable as a mohel. And if the milah was done by a non-Jew, we would still have to discuss the possibility of addressing the fact that the covenant wasn't done properly, and there's the possibility of hatofas dam bris, which is basically like a pinprick to allow just a drop of blood to come out, and it's called the blood of the covenant. Discussion of exactly how that's done, but that would be the idea that perhaps if the milah is done logistically, physically, the foreskin has been removed. So what are you going to do now? But there's still a concept of blood of the covenant, which would be discussed. Back in the Gemara, Mai Beinayhu, what's the difference between these two approaches? And the first suggestion is Arvi Mahul, an Arab who is circumcised. And that would be the case of any non-Jew who has circumcision. On the one hand, Manda Amar Himol Yimol Ika. If you want someone who is circumcised, so he is. Umanda Amar Esperisi Tishmar. But covenant Leka, he's not part of the covenant, the Jewish covenant, he's not Jewish. As I mentioned, this, as logical as it is going to be deflected. Says the Gemara, Lamanda Amar Himo Yimol Ika, really? You consider the Arvi Mahul to be circumcised? I understand physically he is, but is he halachically considered? V'atanan, we learned, Konam Sha'ani Nena Min Ho'arelim, if a person says a konam, a vow, that he's not going to have benefit from the uncircumcised. Mutar ba'ar la Yisrael, if there's a Jewish person who's not circumcised, for example, his older brothers died as a result of circumcision, so his parents were instructed not to do circumcision on him, we think there's some genetic problem. Indeed, people discuss the possibility of hemophiliac, the clotting agent is not there. In any case, he didn't do Mila, but he's Jewish. Such a case, he's not considered in the category of the uncircumcised. He's following halacha. And he's forbidden, if he makes such a statement, not to benefit from the uncircumcised, even in the non-Jews who have circumcision. Because when a person is talking about someone who is circumcised, he means in a halachic sense. Alma afagav de mehili kimandelo mehili damu. So we see that even though they physically have circumcision, they're not considered circumcised in a halachic sense. Tosfos mentions the obvious question. Maybe that's just the way people talk. It's slang. Is that a person with circumcision? He means, is that a Jewish person? Because typically, that's the expression. Maybe it should not be a halachic concept. But that's how the Gemara presents that you would deflect this argument that Arvi Mahul is a difference between these opinions. In other words, according to both opinions, he's not going to be acceptable for doing circumcision on a Jewish child. Elo ike beinayu, the second suggestion, is Yisrael shemesu echov machmas milo. I mentioned this case, a Jew whose brothers died because of circumcision, so velo milahu, and they were instructed not to do milah on this child, it's a life endangerment. Lemanda amar ve'ato esperisi tishmar, if you want to talk about covenant, ika. He's certainly part of the covenant. Halacha says not to do mila. He's part of the covenant. Lamanda amar himo yimol leka. But according to the approach of circumcision, a person circumcised can do circumcision, so he can't because he's not circumcised. Says the Gemara, this we're going to deflect. It's not a difference between the two opinions. And he is considered a full-fledged eligible Mohel, well, Lamanda Mehimo Yimoleka, really, you want to tell me that he's not considered circumcised in such a context? V'atanan konam she'ani nena mimulim, if a person says a vow that he's not going to have benefit from those who are circumcised, Oster Ba'ar Lo Yisrael, he's not allowed to have benefit from the uncircumcised of the Jewish people. Because when he says benefit from the circumcised, such a person is considered circumcised for all intents and purposes. He was instructed not to do milah by halacha. He was told that. But someone who's circumcised of the non-Jews is not included in his vow not to benefit from the circumcised, because the non-Jew is even circumcised is not considered in the category of mulim. You see that a Jew, even if they're not circumcised, according to everybody, we're going to accept them as a mohel. So both of these suggestions were deflected. Alaika benayo isha. The difference would be regarding a woman. Lamanda mavata sprisi tishmar leka. According to one approach, the approach of covenant, she's not. She didn't go ahead, initiate in her body. There's no reason to, but that's fine. She doesn't have it. Deisha labas milohi. She doesn't do mila. Ulamanda amahimo yimol. But if you want to talk about, is she like circumcised? Ika deisha kamanda mehila damya. A woman is like circumcised. It's interesting, the Ben Yehoyada over here quotes the Ari and says that the reason that women are not obligated in certain mitzvahs, he's talking about mitzvahs asei shazman grama, time-oriented positive mitzvahs, is because they fulfill those mitzvahs through their husbands. That's his expression. And that's the way it's typically understood, that the women are within this mitzvah as part of the greater Jewish people. But the Gemara makes a distinction that there would be two approaches how to understand a woman as a mohel. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Samach Dalet Sif Aleph, Hakok Sherim Lomel, all people are kosher, including a woman, as well as an Orel Yisrael Shemesu Echov, a uncircumcised Jew, if he's uncircumcised for the reason of health endangerment, because his brothers died. V'yesh omrim, the Rama says, de'isha lo samol, it would be better for a woman not to do the mila. V'chin noagin lahadar achar ish, we prefer a man, because the Gemara had it as a discussion, and even though according to one approach, which we could paskin like, allows a woman, but on one level, she's not. And therefore, there's a preference to have a man as a mohel. Aval ovid kochavim, but a non-Jew, afiluhu mahul lo yamol klal, even if he has been circumcised, he should not do circumcision for us. And there's a discussion, if it was done by a non-Jew, hagav v'yesh omrim, the Rama says, dechayavim lachso lahatav mimenu dam bris, there's a discussion if the blood of covenant should be done afterwards. Likewise, the Rama continues, mumur l'chalatara kula. If you have a person who is not a believer, he does circumcision because he's a doctor, it's hygienic, maybe because it's a ritual, he knows how to chant the prayers very nicely, but he's not fundamentally a believer that Torah was given to us from Hashem at Sinai. Dina k'ovid k'chavim, he's going to be in the same category of a problematic type of circumcision, and a person should make sure the mohel doesn't have to be a big Talmud Chacham, a big Torah scholar, but he does have to be an observant Jew. And in some cases where a person realizes that his circumcision wasn't done by an observant Jew, they should ask a question whether or not it is appropriate to do Hatafas Dam Bris, the covenant act, which is not a big deal to do. It's really not. It's not painful. It's very, very simple. But it is an act, and a person should ask a shaila if it's appropriate to do so. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.